Prashadeti Jitva. Hello, everyone. So I was told that I should continue in English, so I hope everyone understands English. I'm sure yes. I'm Abitur Aguyani. I'm director at IPKO Foundation, which is a local NGO in Kosovo, based in Pristina. We work with youth. Most of our projects are with youth. And we are the organizers of Dokutak, which... how many of you have heard about Dokutak? Okay, I'm happy. For the rest of you who it's the first time to hear about Dokutak, I'm sure that you will find very interesting, and we would be happy to meet you in Pristina next month. This year's theme is digitizing the human, humanizing the digital. So I think I should go this way. Digitizing the human, humanizing the digital. So not everyone goes to the extreme of hacking their bodies to insert RFID trackers, but that doesn't mean we aren't allowing ourselves and our families to be tracked. More and more of the consumer electronics we buy track us in some way. These devices promise to learn our habits and improve the services when we allow them to and agree to share our data with the company. So televisions, toasters, coffee makers, beds, vibrators collect and share our data sometimes more than we know. So the digitization of us as humans raises a host of questions. What do we own? Who owns us? What are we agreeing to give up? What do we gain? What human biases are embedded in the algorithms running these machines and services? So as the human becomes more digital, how does the digital becomes more human? This is a very interesting theme that I must read, because in order for you to understand better and me to not do any mistake. So these are a few of the main articles, and based on the situation that Kosovo is today, we were inspired to come up with this theme that I'm sure most of you have read before, at least one article. Okay, Dokutak speakers. Dokutak is organized 2 days in Pristina and 1 day in Prizren during the month of August. The dates for Pristina are June 8th and 9th. Dokutak is an annual two event that for 6 years now we managed to do about 8 editions in Pristina and in Prizren. And we have over 6,000 attendees and more than 50 renowned speakers. Dokutak is a non-profit event organized by IPKO Foundation and together with DokuFest and Share Foundation from Serbia. So it's a local community of entrepreneurs and tech enthusiasts. These are a few of the speakers that we've already covered during Dokutak. So a few of them that you might know are Peter Sander from Pirate Bay. It's David Batston, an entrepreneur. It's Esther Dyson, who is top 10 most influential women in ICT in US. Usually her fee to speak in a conference is about $30,000, and she came in Kosovo for free just for the community and to share her experience with Kosovars and all other participants. These are some examples of speakers, or some speakers that we picked to present you that are coming for sure in Pristina on June 8 and 9. So Bricode is one of the speakers that we will be having. She is creative director at the studio making relaxing experiences for your phone together with artists and neuropsychologists. So these experiences are not quite games, not quite apps, so I'm sure she will share more about what she does when we meet her live in Pristina. Peter van Valkenburg is a crypto lawyer from Coin Center, for those of you who are interested in cryptocurrencies. Eddie Vakenlen, if someone can help me to pronounce, I'm sure. Yeah, but I cannot spell it. So she's an Austrian-based artist whose work explores the tension between expression and technology. She blends conceptual work with forms of hacking and sculpture and deals primarily with ideas related to pop culture, feminist theory, and hardware. So she has a very interesting background that I'm sure would be interesting for most of our audience. So these are just some quotes from our past speakers who shared their opinions about the event in Pristina. Dokutak, as we said, is it's not a conference that is made to be organized in the premises of any hotel, so not a formal event. It's very informal, very similar to the one that I'm presenting today. And we've picked Termokis in Pristina because this used to be an abandoned place before, and a group of volunteers and with a group of some Belgian people, if I'm recalling correctly, helped the community of Kosovo to rebuild this building and actually start using it for the community gathering. Yeah, so these are just some tips for those of you who haven't been in Pristina or in Kosovo before. I'm sure that you will be surprised about the hospitality and some attractions that might be interesting for you. These are some photos of our event. I hope I'm not that late with timing. So these are, we say that Dokutak is a place where tech culture means creators, thinkers, activists, and independent makers. So some of the audience profile that we've listed here is the ones that we've registered and grouped. So we have multinationals, social entrepreneurs, digital troublemakers, business leaders, designers, artists, bloggers, DIY makers, which is one of our favorite part of Dokutak, online activists, and startups. These are some of the countries that we've registered participants for the past 6 years, and I hope that this list of names will expand for the following year. And again, some quotes from our past speakers. This is atmosphere in the event that we had in one of the keynote talks that we had in Prizren. The dates for Prizren are August 9. Some of the main themes that are for 2019, security, deep web, digital footprint, ownership, autonomy, privacy, security, cyber warfare. We have opened the registration. You can find us on social media with Dokutak. I'm not sure if we have a link in the end. So besides the main stage that are keynote talks, we have workshops that we call them workshops or masterclasses. So depend on the workload that they have. We also have DIY. Workshops or masterclasses that cover the topics are drone painting, geek DIY, security patterns, and some of the topics that you might see. Okay, so about organizers, and maybe I can continue with a few quotes. I'm sure for the organizers, I don't need to stop anymore. We have August 8th. I think I mentioned August 9th, which is Friday. Yeah. And if you have any questions, so I will use the time of my speech to answer any questions. And there is also a booth outside. It was during the day when we distributed some flyers, and it will be here for tomorrow, not during all day because we have to live in Pristina, but most of the day. So do you have any questions for me? We can do them in Albanian as well if you feel. No. So that's why I said it was missing here. So our website will be soon re-announced. We have a doku.tech website, and on social media we're active with Dokutak. So there, when we open the registration in Eventbrite, the participation is free because we do not charge a fee to all this speakers that come and to speak or share their knowledge with you, because this was the idea of Dokutak. Dokutak is created for the community, so all what is requiring is for you to register, and that's it. Thank you. Okay, thank you.